You're listening to Dear Ginger Lad, a virtual advice show on virtually everything. I'm your host, full-time New York City nightlife entertainer, Ginger Lad. I take your questions weekly and give honest, heartfelt advice on finding your truth and living your very best life. Oh, well, hello and welcome. Yes, you found me yet again. This is a very special happy birthday edition of Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. That's right. And I am your host. My name is Ginger Lad. I'm a full-time nightlife entertainer based out of the beautiful city of New York, and specifically Rockaway Beach, New York. Yes, how are you doing today? I am so glad that you are here. I'd like to say hello to all the amazing people that are joining us here on Instagram Live, as well as those of you who are listening to the podcast and watching on YouTube. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, we had a little bit of a change of our schedule because a very important person's birthday is tomorrow, and we didn't want to film on his birthday. And that person specifically would be my husband, the Mr. Lad. So if you would do me a favor, please, whether or not you see this now or later, please write a special DM to my husband, the Mr. Lad, L-A-D-D, and please wish him a very happy birthday. Now, as always, you can, I'm going to pin some information right here, and there we go. There we go. We got it. So remember, if you would like to ask a question during Dear Ginger Lad, all you need to do is just hit that question mark icon down below. It's right there. You see it. Right? And your questions will take priority during this hour of Instagram Live. Now, I know it's not fair to those of you who are listening to the podcast, and I feel your pain. And for those of you watching this later on YouTube, well, I have to say, it is a little bit to your advantage to join us here on Instagram Live, because your questions truly do become the priority questions during this hour of our show. Remember, you could always tip a queen, when I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And all that information is in my bio on Instagram at the Ginger Lad. That's L-A-D-D. Or you can go to gingerlad.com and you could sponsor us for a dollar or two or five or a thousand. Yes, it may be a thousand. On Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, and Patreon. I always like to express my gratitude to those of you who are doing that every single week. And for those of you that are doing it just once, I really want to call out and say thank you so much for contributing to the show. This is how I've been making it work during this last year. And we're still giving you quality shows here at the Dear Ginger Lad offices and family of products. Okay. So for those of you that do tip and send gratuities, I just have to say thank you. And specifically on Venmo, those of you who tipped us last week on Venmo include the wonderful, the hilarious, she-larious Betty Whitecastle. Honey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And then to the gorgeous Camp Gaze, I've got a special... Well, congratulations to the Camp Gays. I just don't know whether or not I can say it publicly or not, but they are going to be having a very special day on Saturday. And I suppose that our invitation simply got lost in the mail. But there is time, Camp Gays. You can DM us. and I would like to thank specifically Mikhail and Jason. Mikhail and Jason, thank you so much for contributing on Venmo. You can find me on Venmo as Ginger Lad, L-A-D-D. And then also, I'd very much like to thank Robert C. and his partner. Robert, thank you so much for contributing to our shows last week. We are on and we are available on Cash App and PayPal. Cash App is the same. It's Ginger Lad, and PayPal is thegingerlad@gmail.com. All right, we've got all that stuff out of the way. You know I love calling out names and saying hello to some of those people that are here live in the room tonight. I'd like to say hello to the beautiful Maddie and the gorgeous Daniel and the handsome Hank and the extraordinary Michelle, Mike. Well, our almost happy birthday to my husband, the Mr. Lad. He is here. Why don't you put some comments down below and let him know how much you love him. And if you love him a lot, you can always DM him and slide into those DMs with some very explicit pictures if you would like to share those with him. Misty, welcome. And Jason, so glad that you are here. And mazel tov to both of you. And then Naja, Glam, so glad that you are here. Now, as always, I deal with questions that are sent in and solicited from Reddit groups, from Facebook groups, but you are always welcome to send questions in. Your questions become my priority. I made a very special sign, high-tech sign, that to remind you is a question mark. For me, it's backwards. For you guys, it's proper. You hit that little question mark, as someone has done. Pop a question down below, especially an advice question. And when we get to questions, your questions will become my priority today. Now, I do want to tell you, since I've got you here right now, we have a proper drag show and a proper happy birthday for the Mr. Lad coming up tonight at 7:30. That's right, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come and join the Mr. Lad and the Ginger Lad for our intimate lounge show called Rendezvous. Rendezvous with me and you. That's right, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. Now, this is an advice show, and we deal with all of the big issues. We do not say no here at Dear Ginger Lad. So I'm just going to warn you now, parents, especially you, this show deals with sex, drugs, politics, you name it. Nothing, almost nothing, is off the table tonight. And you thought last week our questions were spicy? No, I've got 4 pages of delicious spicy questions. You might want to take some Maalox or some Tums, because it just might give you heartburn. Please remember, now, as lovely and beautiful as I look tonight, and I so appreciate all the comments down below, you might be confused, but let's get it clear. I am not a doctor or a psychologist, a trained counselor. No. Who am I? Well, it's me, Ginger Lad, your best Judy, who wants to give you her very biased opinion. We deal with sensitive issues on this show. And if you are in a dire situation, stop listening, stop watching, hang up, and call 911 or emergency services in your country. And if you find that you are at your rope's end, honey, there's an organization that is available for you, and they're called the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.org, and they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in English and in Spanish at 1-800-273-8255, or you can go online to NationalSuicidePreventionLifeline.org, and you can chat to somebody right now, especially if you're in dire straits or thinking about suicide. I am so happy to see all these beautiful people. Please, in the comments, do me a favor. The Mr. Lad is watching this, and this is the beginning of Mr. Lad's birthday weekend. That's right. We decided not to do shows tomorrow because it is his birthday tomorrow. You know, Mr. Lad turns 21, which is wonderful, tomorrow. And we want to mark the occasion by, well, not being covered in makeup and actually going out as a family with our son, Wesley. So we are doing our shows tonight. And we have a very special show at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. Rendezvous with Mr. Lad. Come. You're invited. I will slice a piece of cake for you. And if you'd like, You can blow out Mr. Ladd's candles with me. All right. I see we have one priority question that someone has written in, and I'm going to go to that question right now. Well, I appreciate this question all the way from Delft, Holland. Hello. Hello, Holland. Thank you so much for your concern. Tuan Belinda has written, is your tape not too tight this time? Well, I have to tell you, Hank, I think that we're good. I think that we're good. I learned my lesson last week, if you weren't here with us last week. I had taped my head far too tight. I think that I was losing feeling in my head. The pain was extreme. So I learned my lesson. Hank, thank you for checking with me tonight on my pain. If you would like to ask a question, all you need to do is hit that question mark icon down below. But I have pages of scandal. If you can't handle scandal, get the scoot out. Mm-mm. It is not the place for you. But if you want some, you want a little spice in your life, then you're in the right place. There we go. See, that's the way to ask that question, Camp Gaze. How is my head? All you need to do is ask the Mr. Ladd. Happy birthday, Mr. Ladd. Not only have I not had any complaints, no, let's, you know, we'll talk about how my head is in at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Rendezvous. All right, in the meantime, I've got some juicy questions just for you, and we are going to delve into them and heavily judge the people who have written these and give our very biased advice tonight. There we go. You ready? Let's just dive. Let's just dive right in. Here we go. Ooh. Before I do, commercial break. Have you gotten your licensed Ginger Ladd tumbler yet? Well, don't you worry. Oh, this licensed tumbler from gingerladd.com makes every beverage taste better, but we have more. Yes, we do. We've got some gorgeous new sweatshirts. Oh my God, they're extraordinary. I will show you later during this. All right, let's dive in, Betty. So glad that you are here. And thank you so much for the compliments on the hair. I just made this last night. This little wiglet. Hello, Friston, all the way from Hawaii. Sweetheart, I love you. Hey, Queens, I know this is about, it's my show. I'm going to do this really quick. Friston, stay here. All right. Hey, so just very quickly, Queens, this person has not asked me to do this, but do you see wig designs by Friston? Go and spend all of your money. Go and spend all of your money, because it is rare that a wig designer puts so much care into the work. Queens, take my advice and get on over to Wigs by Friston, because they're amazing. Let's dive in. I told you we would. No more waiting. Here we go. All right. Dear Ginger Ladd, I recently met an amazing person on a blind date. Oh. 6 weeks ago, it says. We have gone out 6 to 7 times, and I'm starting to really fall for this guy. That's exciting. I have a busy schedule, but we have met up at least once a week, and yes, we have slept together and spent the night at each other's place. However, he did something the other day that really threw me for a loop. One evening, we met up with a few of his friends for drinks. My date introduced me to his friends as his girlfriend. We never had that talk. And what his expectations are and what my expectations are in the relationship. And frankly, what our relationship is. What he doesn't know, oh, it's scandalous. What he doesn't know, just come and sit a little closer. What he doesn't know is that I'm also dating another guy. Scandalo. I now feel trapped in a lie. He is such a nice guy, and I don't know how to navigate this situation. Do you have any advice? Thank you. And yes, to answer the questions for those of you on Instagram Live, I believe that this is a straight couple. And the woman, the girl, the woman, is dating two men. And the boy, the man, has, after six dates or so, started to call her the girlfriend in the relationship without having a discussion on whether or not they are, in fact, girlfriend and boyfriend. I don't like this. I don't like this. And I don't like this nebulous thing that's happening and this passive aggressive stuff that's happening on both sides of this question. Now, yes, we have, I don't appreciate the assumption by the gentleman. But I actually think the person who is more at fault, in some respects, is this particular person, this dear Ginger Lad letter writer. And here's why. You feel trapped in the relationship after he's called you your girlfriend. All you needed to do after that first time is go to him and have the conversation. Why is honesty so difficult? Why, if you're dating, you're looking for a number of things: companionship, sex, perhaps a relationship. So if you have, now I'm telling you, if there are kids in the room, you're not gonna like this. Get the kids out of the room. I'm gonna give you a count. 1, 2, 3. No kids, right? If you're going to spread your legs, either one of you, and let him go downtown, how difficult is it for you to have proper communication? And I see that Misty Cavaness agrees with me. If you're going to spread open eagled out and let them into paradise, the least you could do is have this conversation with this gentleman. And think about what has just transpired. You just had a gentleman, he's fallen in love with you. He is publicly telling the world that he wants to be attached to you. And I would actually ask you whether or not you have commitment issues because you don't want to have that conversation. Now, I'm not saying that you're doing anything wrong. But on the other hand, I am saying that perhaps you're doing a couple of things wrong here. And let's just go in again. We never had that talk. Well, it was as simple as on the walk home or to the train or to your car to have a honest to goodness conversation with him. And what I'm not enjoying about this is it says that you're dating somebody else. So I'm going to assume that you are also spreading your legs for him or her. And you haven't told this other guy that you are also not monogamous. I think that you're more at fault than he is. Yes, he's made some assumptions about the relationship, but so have you. You've made an assumption about him that he would be okay with you not being monogamous. So I say, sit down, not in the heat of the moment, but tonight, go out, go to a cafe, get a glass of wine, and ask him where he stands in the relationship. Because the last thing that you want to do is break this person's heart. This person has already mentally committed themselves to you. If you can't do that, the least you could do is tell him. That's right. Now, if you would like to ask a question tonight, all you need to do is just hit that question mark icon down below. It's right there. Your questions in the audience become my priority. That's right, Cheryl Noble. That's right, Dreamabelle. I miss both of you so much. And welcome, if you're joining us a little late, to Dear Ginger Lad. Ooh, it's time for another little beverage break. And let's dive in to another juicy question that I've gotten from Reddit. That's right. Here we go. You ready? It's a lot. Dear Ginger Lad, I have a fairly big problem that I don't understand how to fix. This is a short question, so stay with me. I make decent money. I live on my own. I pay my own bills, but I can't seem to control my spending. The moment my paycheck hits the bank, bam! It doesn't say bam. It doesn't say bam, but I'm going to do it again, even bigger. The moment my paycheck hits my bank, bam! I spend it. And sometimes more than I can afford. I love shopping and the rush I get when I wear something new. Do you have any advice on how to curb my spending? I'm getting more and more into debt, and I worry that I'm starting to live paycheck to paycheck. Bam. Thank you so much for this question. I felt this was a very sincere question from someone who actually wants some advice. And I can give it to you. And you know why I'm qualified? Because I'm Ginger Lad. No. So my husband and I really wanted the house that we live in now here in the Rockaways. Really, really wanted it, right? And at the time, we had debt, we had very little savings, and we had to come up with a massive 20% down payment on the house. And we were sort of doing the same thing as this person was doing. I don't know whether or not it was my husband or I, but we started listening to, are you ready? You get a pencil, or you can rewind this later on the podcast, which is available on iTunes, by the way. Yeah, or Google or Stitcher or Radio Public. You can do it there too, or you can go to YouTube in a couple of days and it'll be there. All right. Get a pencil, write this down. Did you do it? Susie Orman. That's it. I think that Mikhail and Jason know me very well because they have written. You know me. You know me. I love you guys so much. I really do. I just, I'm looking so forward to seeing you in person. And but yes, Susie Orman and Camp Gaze have actually written it out. And it's not Susie with a Y. It's Susie with an E. Susie Orman. This woman is an oracle on everything finances. And she used to have this really cool show. I mean, she had a lot of shows, but she had this one show where people would write in and saying, can I afford to get this? And what she would do is she would break down their debt ratio, their savings ratio, and then the thing that they were talking about getting. Some people wanted a new coat. Some people wanted a yacht. And she would break down their investments, their savings, and everything in a very fun way. And either say she would recommend that they splurge on this thing or they don't splurge on this thing. Start there, dear writer. Please start there. Listen to Susie every single day. I can't take you from beginning of the Yellow Brick Road to all the way to Oz with what I'm about to tell you. You sort of have to live it. And the way you're going to live it is by listening to Susie Orman. That's right, Camp Gaze. Denied. Because Susie doesn't care if you want. She cares if you can. And one of the things that we did in my household that changed and rocked our entire life is we get very excited about saving. Very excited. You sort of switch your mind from what you said is you get a thrill from getting those new clothes. What an incredible thrill to look next week and to see that you have another $1,500 in your savings account. Now, at the minimum, honey, you should have, and I'm saying this to all of you right now, you should have 6 months of savings, and I mean a generous savings of what it costs you to live every single month. And you might not have ever sat down and figured out what it is that you need to survive. If you sit down with your partner or by yourself and figure in your cost of living, your rent, your utilities, your phone, garbage, food, all of these expenses, what are you spending every single month? And then multiply that by 6. That's the minimum that you should have. So we started off with that minimum of having 6 months of reserve. And then I asked my husband, would it be okay if we did 9 months of reserve? We did that. And then I said to him, let's do a year's reserve. Meaning that if both he and I didn't work a single day, we wouldn't have to change a thing in our life to afford to live off of our savings for an entire year. And when you build into factors like, for example, we used to have a housekeeper. What a wonderful luxury she was and what an amazing person she was. But we had a housekeeper at the beginning of the pandemic. Well, you may know that I lost my tattoo shop and I went full-time nightlife entertainer working here, talking on Instagram Live, wishing that everybody that watched this would please visit Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal at GingerLad, link in bio, or at gingerlad.com. But I dropped our income substantially over this last year. So we got rid of housekeeper. We got rid of some other expenditures that we were spending on. And while our savings is probably a little less, we were able to navigate this time, this last year, because we were so excited about savings. Hello, pandemic. You're exactly right, Betty Whitecastle. That slapped us in the face. And unless we had gone to Susie Orman and listened to her shows are available on YouTube. They're available on YouTube, clips and stuff, and you are going to get addicted like I did. She also had podcasts. Listen to them on your run. Listen in the car. Listen to them at the gym. Pump some weights and get wise about your money. Honey, I know what it feels like to get a new little something, something. But you know, I got crafty during this period of time. Started making my own wigs. Started making my own clothes. There's a way to get around it. And the way is, my dear, Susie Orman, not sponsored. Oh, I see that we have a couple of questions that have popped into the room. Remember, if you would like to interrupt this entire show and make it all about you, that's exactly what I want. You just hit that question mark button down below and I will make your questions a priority. And remember, nothing is off the table. All right. It's an interesting question. We have a question from Holland that says, just asking, in case of adoption in which parents and children can choose for each other, what motive does the child have? Okay, so this is a question of being an adoptive parent, right? And I believe the question is the enticement of the child to not be adopted to being adopted. What is that enticement for the kid? I'm sorry, but you're going to have to ask the kid. I can hypothesize that it is not very pleasant to not be in a household with two people who are deeply in love with you, who are only looking out for your well-being, that you are not living in a group home, where you are forced to stay in your room from 9 until 6 in the morning, where you don't have free range or free will to go to the refrigerator and get a snack, where you don't have a parent who you can sit down with and tell them that you're having a hard time. I think the enticement of being adopted is great, but the enticement of also adopting is also great for us as well. It certainly does give us a sense of purpose and meaning. So I very much appreciate your question. Now, we're about to take a break here, and this is going to be instantaneous for you on Instagram. It's going to take 3 seconds if you're listening to the podcast or watching this on YouTube. Well, there'll be a short commercial break, and it helps pay for this podcast. That's right. We'll be right back after this message. Welcome back, everybody. You have found me here. Ha ha. Hello. This is Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. And I am your host, Ginger Lad, full-time nightlife entertainer based out of New York City, specifically the Rockaways. We've had two very interesting questions, one about finance and one about a blind date. If you've got a question, just hit that question mark icon down below and I will interrupt the show to answer your questions on Instagram Live. Remember, podcasters, remember on YouTube, if you would like to ask a question, it's as easy as emailing me, the Ginger Lad. LADD at gmail.com. Or you could slide into those DMs on Instagram. And when you do, feel free to send anything that you think would entice me to answer your question. Hello, Florida. Hello, Disney. Hello, Michael. I'm so glad you are here tonight. All right. Let's dive in. Ooh. Now, I got to tell you, this is an important question that has come in, and there's a backstory to this, and I'm not sure if I'm at liberty to say. If I drink a little bit more out of this, or perhaps I have another screen over here, if we get a good tip on Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, or someone joins our Patreon at patreon.com/gingerlad, I just might tell you who wrote this question. Now, it would be allowed, but I have a very sticky question. And I know a lot of you like it sticky. Are you ready to go? Dear Ginger Lad, my husband and I live in a seaside gated community. Fancy. As part of our community, we have an HOA, or what is known here in the United States as a homeowners association, that governs things such as aesthetics, how public places should look, and the general governance of the community. Did you know this is a thing? I don't know if this is a thing in England. I don't know if this is a thing in Holland. But here in the United States, we have HOAs for certain communities. And let me go on. It's mostly a thankless job that people take on to make their entire community better, because a few residents volunteer their services and run for the board of the HOA every single year. Okay, so I got it. So we're talking about the people who are elected to your HOA. Every year around election time, 3 to 4 people really, okay, I told you, if there are kids in the room, get the kids out, because this is just for the adults right now. You ready? It says, every year around election time, 3 to 4 people really make asses of themselves. This year is no different. One of the people making everyone's life miserable is, and I might beep this later, they've listed the name. I'm going to say the name, but I'm going to say a word afterwards. Okay. This year is no different. One of the people making everyone's life miserable is Mark, allegedly. Mark, allegedly, has an inflated sense of self and goes on hour-long rants on the community WhatsApp channel. Sounds familiar. He can't be reasoned with and has made Watergate-level accusations on people running for a voluntary unpaid position. How would you deal with someone in your community who continually tries to tear down what is generally paradise to live in? I'm at my wit's end here, and I've almost gone over to his house to confront him. No. What would you do in a situation like this? All right. Does this sound familiar to anyone? Now, can I just tell you, I live in an HOA and I kind of love it. Do you know why? Because I'm not on the board. I'm not. And I wouldn't do that to myself. But there are some very sweet people here in my HOA that also run for a board and they have elections and all that stuff. First thing first, if you're listening to this now, do not go over to this person's house. They're obviously nutball. They're obviously crazy. You live in a community, you're going to run into this person until they die. Don't do that to yourself. It sounds like you've got, you know, I always reference one of my favorite shows, which was Bewitched. And it sounds, honey, that you have got a proper Gladys Kravitz in your midst. Now, we use the term Karen instead, but back in the day, they would have called this person a Gladys Kravitz. And who is Gladys Kravitz? This is a person who wants to shove their nose where it doesn't belong. But you have a lot of power here. I'm going to go through this really quickly. I have a very quick answer for this question. This is not a hard question. I'm assuming that because you have an HOA, there's probably 200 to 300 to 500 houses that are governed by this, and you're telling me that less than 1% of the people who belong to something like this in this hypothetical 500 home or 500 person community, about 3 to 4 of them are bad apples. You're lucky. You're lucky. Believe me, if you've ever worked retail in the New York City area, you'll quickly realize that we are surrounded by functionally crazy people, allegedly. Functionally crazy people, and personally, I had to deal with more than my share of functionally crazy people. This is what I'm calling people, and I'm not making light of mental health. Don't go there. I'm not going there. What I'm saying is people who get so wrapped up in minutia that is not important. This is not important. This is not important. Obviously, this person's not going to run for the HOA, right? And this person is what? Going on hour-long rants in the community WhatsApp channel? Here's my advice to you. You ready? It's one word. Suck. What do I mean by that? Suck the oxygen out of the room. And do you know how you do that? You leave the WhatsApp channel where he's ranting. And you start a new group. Become the administrator of that one. And don't let crazy, allegedly, Mark in. Don't let him in. We here at Dear Ginger Lad have done our fair share of inviting clowns into our lives. Honey, do not invite the clown into your life because it says more about you than the clown if you want that clown in your life. If you want something to take up your day and you want to complain about crazy, allegedly, Mark in your community, then you will rattle with this over and over and over and over. And I imagine this crazy person has probably threatened the community, has probably said that they're an expert at things. They have an inflated self or inflated ego about themselves. Honey, they're functionally cuckoo. And you would do best to separate yourself. Take the oxygen out. My advice again is to suck. Sucking helps everything, doesn't it? Suck the oxygen out of the room. And the way you do that is you simply remove yourself. Remove yourself. If you do that, what's crazy, allegedly, Mark going to do? Ramble in his own room or own WhatsApp channel? Is that what he's going to do? Then let him. Because obviously, this poor person, you've got to have some sympathy for this person. This person is lonely as beep, lonely, and wants to feel like they are important. And I imagine this person doesn't have a lot of friends. I imagine that this person has a very small life. So I would suggest for those of you who are being personally attacked by this person, separate yourself and turn any ill feelings that you have for this person into sympathy, because this is not a well person. And you are sane enough to know that we do not invite that clown in your life. Get out. Take the oxygen out. And do what I say. And as Nan would say, suck. I hope that this helps you in some ways. Please remember, I would love to hear from you. Yes. I would love to hear from you and see if that helps you in your life. It looks like someone has written in a question, and I thank you so much. But first, a warning. Now a warning. All right. It's not a warning. It's an invitation. It's my husband's birthday tomorrow, and you know how much I love the Mr. Ladd. We have been together for almost 16 years, and we have a beautiful teenage son here in New York City, and it is his birthday tomorrow. Now, he may not be here right now, but you can see him very soon, in less than an hour, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please come and flood my husband's box right in front of me and wish him the happiest birthday ever at 7:30 at our show called Rendezvous with me and you at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, let's see what question we have gotten here right now. Oh, that's lovely. We've got a gorgeous question from Penny Wines. Penny, thank you so much. Penny has just written a question saying, when can I get hair by Ladd? Because I'm obsessed with all of your wigs. Thank you so much. Please know that I don't take credit for all of my wigs. I really do go to people who specialize in hair design. I will tell you that tonight's little hair, I made it. Can you believe it? Yes. Yes. We've kind of got Audrey kind of Little Shop of Horrors, but drag sort of feel. It's also giving me a little Sharon Needles season premiere promo look. Just a little bit. When can I get hair by Ladd? Well, let me tell you. I don't know. Stay in touch with me. If there's something that you've seen me wear, I will tell you either whether or not I've purchased it or I've made it. At this point in my life, well, I've got a lot of hair, and I may be doing a bit of a sale on some of my gently worn pieces in this next month. I might be doing that. Cleaning the lace, restyling or fluffing out, and then selling them at like half price. So stay tuned if you want to know. And if you're listening to the podcast or on YouTube, please follow The Ginger Lad on Instagram to stay in touch with everything that the Lad family does. Thank you so much for the question, Penny Wines. I really appreciate it. Yeah. All right. We've still got more questions here, and they get dirtier and dirtier as we go on. This next one, you're not gonna like this one, because I don't like this one. This question right here, that number four. Hold on. Are you seated? Let's get seated. Get your beverage with me. Now, please remember that if you do buy a licensed Ginger Lad tumbler or one of the many gorgeous pieces, look at this. There's Ginger Lad stuff around here everywhere. Did someone say coaster? Yes, that we've got coasters and we've got magnets and just all sorts of other things. Well, just take my word for it. It's there. You can go to gingerlad.com and buy your Ginger Lad merchandise. But I told you about this person right here. This is not a well person. And you'll see why after I read this question. Hold on. Dear Ginger Lad, I consider myself to be an entrepreneur. And you know when I do quotey fingers that I don't really believe them. All right. I consider myself an entrepreneur and have an amazing idea for a new app. Okay. I have done my due diligence and researched the cost of creating the app and launching it. Well, as you should. This is a business. Okay. I've written a business plan and have a team of friends who work in tech to help me make my dream come true. Okay. So I'm going to pause you there, son or girl or whatever this is. You have a team of friends or do you have a team of employees? Because I'm going to tell you, we can all have friends, but when it comes push to shove, people've got lives. It's not your friends who are going to make this happen for you. It's going to be you. Okay, sorry, it continues. Recently, I launched a GoFundMe page with various levels of support, starting at $100 for a pledge and all the way up. All the way up to a $10,000 level. Sorry. One of these days, one of these people is going to come after me. Okay. All right. Sorry. It goes on. I told you it's a doozy. After creating the GoFundMe, I sent a link to all of my contacts, former classmates, employers, friends, and relatives. My goal is to raise $50,000. And to date, I have only raised $2,500. I'm sorry, but this is ridiculous. Okay, I sent the GoFundMe request to people who I thought were my friends and who I have a good relationship with. Hold on to your garter. Because it says, however, selfishly, they have not contributed to my goal. Surprise! Sorry. I have sent multiple links to each of them, and only a small fraction have responded. I'm surprised anybody responded, to tell you the truth. I know that you and your husband both own successful businesses. Yes. Okay. How did you ask for startup capital to create your businesses? What an assumption you're making. How did we ask for startup capital to create our businesses? Oh, sorry. I am getting so infuriated with the supposed friends I have who haven't contributed to my dream. I honestly want to tell them to F myself after my successful launch. Okay. All right. Delusional table for one. Delusional table for one. Also, you're not going to believe this. Also, if you could ask your listeners, you, to contribute to my GoFundMe, I would greatly appreciate it. The GoFundMe can be found at beep. Thanks. Sincerely, they wrote this. The next Bill Gates. Oh, I'm going to pass out. I'm going to pass out from the next Bill Gates. Okay, honey. I've got something to say. All right. First off, let's just go in. Let's just dissect like we do and trim this. Someone wrote here on Instagram Live that what they were really looking for was a sugar daddy, and I couldn't agree with you more. Are you kidding me? I gotta tell you, ever since asking for questions on Reddit and Facebook groups, I am really seeing a lot of the United States right here at Dear Ginger Lad. Give you the link. I'm not giving you the link to GoFundMe anything. If you would like to throw some money at somebody, hi, my name is Ginger Lad. I'm a full-time nightlife entertainer, and you can find me on Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal, or you can become a patron on patreon.com/gingerlad. I think that my lowest monthly patron is like at $5 or $10 a month. Put it on and let it go. You know, I'm not giving out anything. All right. So there was a question in the middle of all of this insanity. One of the questions was, how did we ask for startup capital to create your business? We didn't. We earned the money before we started. It was in the bank. We made it. It's called savings. Do you not understand? Just because, it doesn't even sound like you've done this before. Just because you want something doesn't mean that you deserve it, does it? I'm telling you what right now. You want something, honey? Why in the world would you think that your poor friends, your former peers and people that you've worked with before are going to give you money? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Yes. The answer is yeah. The answer is yes. You crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're crazy. They think, what did you say here? However selfishly they have not contributed to my goal. You know who's selfish? You. You. Expecting a quid pro quo in a relationship. Just because someone's your friend doesn't mean that they owe you squat. They owe you nothing. Nothing. That's not what friendship is. Friendship's not, I put a coin in, I take a coin out. I take a coin in, you take a coin out. That's not what friendship is. There are going to be points in your life when you are one of the haves and one of the have-nots. You know what I'd say to you, honey? Instead of asking all these people, get a second job. Get a third job. And stop relying on it. This is one of the, I'm going to call it right now. This is one of the biggest first world problems that I have heard of in my entire life. Do you know how many people at night go to bed hungry and you're expecting your contact list to raise you $50,000? Frankly, I'm surprised that you raised $2,500. Here's my advice to you, selfish. Sometimes I see myself in the, here. Sometimes I see my actual image looking back at me and I get a little embarrassed when I get really worked up. Here's what I would tell you, selfish, because that's what you are. Give the $2,500 back to the people that have given you this money. All right. And then you need to go and get yourself, or no, wait, I'm going to take it back. Take the $2,500 and spend it on a counselor. And take this little letter that you wrote me and read it to your psychologist, your psychiatrist, your counselor. Read this to them. And maybe they'll be able to pick your brain apart in a year and explain to you why the world owes you nothing. You see, it's what you put in to the world. Every single day when I go on Instagram, I try my best to heart and like as many people's posts. They have such interesting lives and they're posting such interesting pictures out there. And I know that they put time and energy into it. So I put out far more than I ever get back. I get a good amount of follows on posts and everything, but I know that I give out the lion's share. And I'm not doing it for quid pro quo. I'm thinking to myself, if I put more love into the universe, it may not come back to me, but they may make their friends happy, or the person at the coffee shop happy. They may make their mother happy. And in some way, that is enough for me. How did we ask for startup capital to create our business? We didn't, honey. We waited until we could afford it. You know, I talk about the house that we bought here. It took everything that we had, and then some, to get this house. And for 5 years, we sat in a house practically without furniture because we couldn't afford it. And we didn't want to put it on credit. We didn't have a dining room table, and we sat on the floor for 5 years until we could afford the dining room table, until we had made the money and saved the money for the dining room table. And that is my advice to you. You think you have an amazing idea? Well, honey, do you know how many apps are made every single year? I suggest instead that you get your priorities straight. And I would personally send out an email to every single person that you solicited money from and apologize. Apologize. That is my advice to you. You said you're getting infuriated with your supposed friends. You are the supposed friend, not them. Have they ever asked anything from you? And all of a sudden, you're in the position of want, not need, want. And you're trying to get me on your side to think that they're terrible people. It's not going to work. I'm not that stupid. I'm not that smart either, but I'm not that dumb. You need to wake up, little selfish child, and start saving your dimes and quarters and nickels. And perhaps for the next 2 or 3 years, you put in days like my husband and I did with our business. Do you know what we did? Do you know what I did with my business? For 2 years, I worked 6 to 7 days a week, 12 to 16 hours a day. And for the first year and a half, I didn't take a paycheck in order to make my tattoo shop successful. Now, I made sure all of my employees were paid. I didn't get paid. Why? Because it was my business. I didn't expect them to make a sacrifice for me, like you were expecting these people to make a sacrifice for you. Honey, you need to listen to this and put it on replay until it hits you. Everyone, I would like to thank you so much for joining me. Please remember you can find me on gingerlad.com. Don't have much time left, but I do want to remind you at 7:30 p.m. tonight, Eastern Standard Time, we have our show Rendezvous with me and you, and it's Mr. Ladd's birthday. Oh, please remember, everyone, how much I am so thankful for you. I expect nothing of you, and I am sending so much love from your Dear Ginger Lad. That's right. And I can't wait to see you at 7:30. Good night. Love you. This has been Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. If you have a question for a future show, follow and DM Ginger Lad on Instagram at the Ginger Lad LADD. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast in your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a single episode. Sending you love from your Dear Ginger Lad.